Glory to God. Tonight, again tonight, I'm still going to be sounding the alarm. And this time, we're going to talk about God is your protector. Oh, yes, he is. God is our protector. No matter what time of day it is, I don't care what's going on, no matter what season it is in your life, just know that God is your protector. And we say the word protector. That means one who or that which defends or shields one from injury, from evil, from oppression, etc. A defender, a guardian. So that's just the general word meaning of protector. Now, the Hebrew translation for God is my protector is Elohim Shamri. And then there's another Hebrew meaning also for the word warrior, because God, he fights our battles. You know, there are times when the Lord will say to us, you don't have to fight this battle. This battle don't belong to you. This battle belongs to the Lord, a warrior. And the Hebrew word for that is sebaoth. And the meaning of that is the Lord will fight for you and he will fight for me. Say praise God. Remember David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. My God. We're going to learn a little bit more as we go on tonight. He knew that God himself was the protection that he needed. And then his staff, that's what gave him a peace about things. See, there are a number of metaphors that refer to God being a protection for his people, protection for God's people. He's our shield. He's our fortress, our hiding place, a keeper. He's a refuge. He's a rock. He's our shade. He's our shelter. I mean, there are several names that refer to God as being our protector. Now, I'm going to give you a few scriptures. You don't have to turn to it right now, but I'm giving it to you because you might want to study it a little bit later. In Psalms 91, he says, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. You see how personal it is, how personal that David referred to God. He is my refuge. Oh, yeah, and my fortress. He's my God in whom I will trust. And then again on Psalm 34 and 7, it tells us that the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him. That's protection. Not only encamps around about them, but he delivers them. Amen. And then in 2 Thessalonians it says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and then protect you from the evil one. God is your protector. I'm sounding that alarm so that you will know, that you will sound the alarm, that you will let others know. Because certainly along this day and time, you're surely to come into contact with someone who's discouraged, who are holding their head down, who don't know if they even have a God on their side. But when you know the word, that you know that God has protected you and still protecting you, you can help strengthen your brother. You can help strengthen your sister, strengthen a stranger that you might not even know, just letting him know, no, this is not the end. We do have hope. Lift up your head. God is our protector. He is a warrior. Amen. And then Isaiah 54 and 17, we know the scripture so well, but no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. No weapon. You know, the weapon might be formed, but it's not going to prosper. Praise God. Why? Because God is your protector. Praise God. Let's read a little bit about David. You know, I'm going to be reading the first five verses in Psalm, the third chapter. But David, you'll find in this chapter, David, he ran for his life. He was running from his rebellious son, Absalom. And then also, see, Absalom tried to turn the nation against him, trying to seize his throne. And he was able to also, he had a host of traitors that he tried to turn them against David. But David, he ran. The Bible said he was running. He ran for his life. So let's read this here. In Psalm, the third chapter, the first through the five verses, it says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? How is that? These people seem to be ganging up on me. And it says, many are they that rise up against me. Verse 2 says, many there be which say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. And then the next word is Selah. That means stop. Think about that. As you're reading through the scripture, when you see that, that means think about it. Let that sink in. What a profound statement that the enemy made and trying to discourage David. Say, look, there's no help for him in God. And verse 3 says, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You know, I like how David, the way he is writing, he'll make a statement, Lord, where are you? When are you going to come see about me? And then he'll turn right around and start talking about who God is and how God is his protector, how God is his help. He knows how to encourage himself. So he says, but thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You are my glory. In other words, you're my covering. And he says, and you are the lifter up of my head. So I don't have to hold my head down because God is shielding me. He's covering me with his glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, another part of scripture says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. Why? Because the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. And then he says, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Say hallelujah to that. In verse 4, it says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. That's what David said. And he heard me out of his holy hill. There's a word again, Selah. That means think on that. Let that sink in. Meditate on it. And he said, I laid me down and slept, and I wait for the Lord sustain me. This is powerful. How encouraging is this? So let's just kind of walk through this a little bit. Look, although David, he had his own thousands of soldiers. He had people that he could call to protect him. But look, he realized that you can't put your trust, all of your trust in man. But he said, this is in the scripture, he says, but thou, O Lord, you are my shield. And then he trusted God to protect him. Hallelujah. And then another part of scripture says that some trust in chariots and others in horses. But we depend on the Lord our God. What a word. What a word for us, even right now. We can't put our trust in the government. We can't put our trust in your local statesman or representative or councilman. You can't put your trust in what they're saying to you. You can't even put your trust in your employer that's paying you each week or each month. But let me tell you what, all of our trust, every bit of our trust has to be in the Lord. Why? Because, see, flesh will fail you. They might like you. They might be with you one day, and the next day they may act like they never even knew you. They turn their head. But we can trust God because he is a faithful God. So I'm saying here, listen here in the scripture. David said he cried with his voice. And he says, because he will hear me. He cried out. So that encourages us to cry out. Let the Lord hear your supplication with a sincere heart. He hears us when you call. He will hear you when you call with a sincere heart, with your voice. Listen, don't ever discount the fact that, you know, that God's not going to hear you. But yes, cry out to the Lord. And nobody knows how to cry out to the Lord but you, can cry out for you but yourself. Because, see, the God sees us. He, man looks at the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. He hears you. He knows when you're sincere. So, therefore, don't be ashamed to cry out before the Lord. Hey, you might be in a crowd, whatever. But when you need help, help is there. Reach out, humble yourself, and cry out to the Lord. So David encouraged himself. And in other words, he said, hey, God got my back. Yeah, the people that were after him, his enemies, they were saying, hey, God's not concerned about you. There ain't no help for you in God. But, you know, he knew how to encourage himself. He knew his God. He called it, but my God, my God. And God had his back. And so what else did he say? He said he just laid down and he slept. He slept, you know, and he rested because he knew that God would sustain him. And that's the kind of faith we need to have. We got to have that kind of faith in God. We got to walk that way in the Lord. Praise God. Another part of the scripture in Psalms 4 and 8, it says, I will both lay me down in peace and then sleep. They ain't going to be tussling and turning all night long. Rest in God. Because why should we be up and fearful and worried and biting at fingernails and everything else? Guess what? God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He watches over us. Hallelujah. My God, let me move on because our time is moving fast. For he says, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Praise God. And then in Psalm 4, 1 and in the third verse, first and the third verse here, it says, he says, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Yes, yes. And then down to the third verse, he says, but know that the Lord, he has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call. He says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. That's another, again, the word is Selah. It says, think about that. Rest in the Lord. Lay upon your bed, cry and meditate unto the Lord. Let him know what your heart, what's on your heart, and reveal that to him and allow God to work things out for you. Again, I'm going to read something real quick, a very familiar scripture. David, really, he grew encouraged. He grew in confidence in his God. Here's a scripture. I love this scripture. And actually, it's Psalm 27, 1-6. And it reads like this. It says, the Lord is my light, and he's my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You talking about someone who already knew his God and was encouraged. He knew God being his protector. Verse 2 says, look, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, they came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. See, sometimes the enemy has a trick for you and a trap. But before it's all over, the enemy will fall into their own trap. Verse 3 says, look, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon the rock, my God. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Yes, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Talking about God, our protector. David knew how to do that. He knew that. He knew that God would protect him. And so therefore, in this scripture, he says, yeah, I don't care how many, a host of armies can rage war against me. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to be afraid. Why should I be afraid when I'm trusting in the Lord? Why should you and I be afraid when we trust in God. That's sounding the alarm tonight for you and I, letting you know that God is your protector. So since we can depend on God for our daily protection, I ask this question. So why are we fretful? Why are you worried? See, our God is able to protect us in any situation. Our God is able to protect you from any disaster, or you might be in the middle of a situation. You might be right in the middle of a disaster. God is still your protector. Hallelujah. He is still your shield. Hallelujah. He is still Elohim Shamrai. Hallelujah. He is still your warrior. Hallelujah. He's still your refuge. The scripture says God is our refuge and strength and a present help in the time of trouble. So the failure is not in God, but the failure is in us. We got to put our trust in God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you. He will strengthen you. Cry out with your voice. Your voice. That's what David said. Say, I cried with my voice. You cry. Listen, pray for yourself. I'm going to say it again. Pray for your own self. It's okay to have a prayer partner or whatever, but you need to pray for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's all right asking people to pray for you, but listen, a lot of times people mean well, but they forget to pray. They forget. Listen, nobody can go to God for you like you. Nobody can pour your heart out before God like you can. So pray for yourself. Stop depending on folks to pray for you. Oh, is that a profound statement? Yes, it is. Pray for your own self. Go to God. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Humble yourself and under the mighty hand of God. He is one that's going to exalt you. So as you pray sincerely with determination, and if you don't have that determination, ask God to give it to you. Ask Him to help you to persevere in prayer. In other words, you're not going to give up. And then also, let me remind you to do this. Always, when you pray, keep pushing. Push. What does that mean? That's an acronym. That P-U-S-H. That means pray until something happens. So therefore, if you're praying, you're pushing, and you're still looking for the answer, the answer's not there yet. Keep on pushing. Keep on praying until the answer comes. Hallelujah. Get yourself a prayer journal. You say, what do you mean, Lady B, a prayer journal? I mean just that. Get yourself a prayer journal. Write it down. Record when you started praying about a particular situation, and then go back and record when you have received the answer. That way you can look back and you can say, well, look, I went through this and God delivered me. He heard my prayer. I cried with my voice, like David said. And then you write the vision, as the scripture says, and make it plain, because what it will happen when you begin to write that vision, when you begin to write your petition and God answers it, what will happen is that it will build your faith. It is faith building. If you don't have a prayer journal, go get you one. It don't have to be any particular a type of book. You can go and get a book at the Dollar Tree and call that your prayer journal. Start it. It's an act of faith. You will find yourself mounting up in faith in God. Hallelujah. Write it down. Write the vision. Make it plain. I've sounded the alarm tonight, letting you know that God is your protector. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercies, your tender mercies, and then the mercies that you gave us that were all brand new this morning. We thank you because you are our God that sustains us. You are that God that protects us. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being a warrior. Thank you, God, for just being our refuge, and you are a keeper. We can hide in you. Bob, hallelujah. You told us he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank you for letting us hide and help us, God, just to hide under your wing, things, God. We thank you tonight, God, for your loving care, your long suffering. Father, we thank you, Father, for your protection of every person on this prayer line tonight. God, I know that you gave me this word, and this word, your word, God, it didn't go out tonight, and it's not going to return to you void, but it will accomplish all that you have purposed for it to accomplish. Father, I pray on behalf of every person on this prayer line that, God, you know whatever the need is. God, help them to grow in you. Help them, God, to magnify your name. Help them, God, to just be stronger in you. Strengthen their steps. Strengthen their faith in you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help them to be a one that can sound the alarm for you, that you will be glorified, that you, God, will be magnified, God, and we will worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, there be any on this line, God, that don't even have hope. God, give them hope tonight. Encourage them. Lift up their heads tonight so they can see you, God. They can look to the hills from which cometh their help, that all are our help. It comes from you, Lord. Lift them up. And Father, there be any that are not saved, that don't know you in the pardon of your sin. Oh, of their sin, God, deliver them, God. Help them, God, to pray this prayer. Say, Father, deliver me. Save me. Set me free. Set me free from the bondage of sin. I know in whom I believe. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And Father, I'm asking you to save me. Jesus, forgive me for my sin. Oh, wash me afresh. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. And God, I thank you that I am clean because your word says so. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for if there's someone that prayed that prayer, God, I thank you, Lord, that you have arms wide open, that you receive us. Hallelujah. God, help us, Lord, to honor you the way we should honor you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word tonight, Father. God, we asking blessings upon those that are going through, God, there's so many people. They're going through sicknesses, God. They're going through different things, Father, with losing their loved ones, Lord. They're bereaved for whatever reason, God. Deliver, God. Comfort. You are that comfort. Father, you are that present help in the time of trouble, Father. In the name of Jesus, give hope to those that are hopeless, strength to those who are weak, peace to those that seem to be distressed. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, lift them up, God. Lord, lift them up where they belong in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. God, we just pray, God, for help tonight, healing tonight. We pray for manifestation of your healing. We know what your word says. You says, by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we were healed. Allow your healing virtue to even flow through these prayer lines tonight. Touch everyone that's listening. Touch their bodies, Father. Make them whole, Father. Even their loved ones, God. There are so many names, God, that we have even on the prayer list. You know them name by name. You know that each situation. Father, remember them, Father. God, we pray for Mother Virginia Monroe, God, that you would just bless her, even as she's in that rehabilitation place, God, that you would just help her to walk, help her to regain her strength. Oh, my God, bless those that are taking care of her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, remember Sister Tracy Avery when she has her shoulder operation, God, that you would just bless her. You would just take her through, bring her out with the victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Many have been sick. Many have been afflicted. But God, you are a deliverer. Hallelujah. There's some, God, that are still ailing. Father, that you would just give strength. Give peace, God, in the midst of the situation, God. You are their protector. Build faith. Build faith right now in the name of Jesus. God, build courage, God, with those that are maybe discouraged, Lord. Help us to look up, hallelujah. Know that God is on our side. We just praise you. We praise you for this opportunity, Lord, that we can minister your word, that we can pray one for the other. God, build us up. Help us to be true ambassadors of you. Build us up into kingdom men and women, that we will walk and we will be strong in you, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but God, that we will hold our heads up high and stand and know the truth. And after all that we have done to stand, God, strengthen, God, that we will stand on your word, that we will fight the good fight of faith right now in the name of Jesus. God, sick bodies healed. They would say, I was sick, but now I'm healed. Hallelujah. I was down, but now I'm lifted up. Hallelujah. Give them testimony tonight, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, God, for our leaders, God. We pray for our pastors, Lord, that you would just bless them, God. Our leaders, God, put your vision in them. Let them speak, God, that what thus saith the Lord. Give them boldness, holy boldness, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, see, where there's no vision, the people will perish. Lord, raise them up. Raise up leaders in our midst, Father, that they will be encouraged and stand and minister your word. Father, even our country needs real leadership, Father. Oh, my God, we're looking to you. We're depending on you. But God, touch our president, God. Strengthen him, Lord. God, give him holy counsel, godly counsel, God. So many different things that are presented. It's not right in your sight, but God, you are able to keep us, God, in the midst of confusion. You are able to do this. Hallelujah. Because you're our God. Hallelujah. And we will stand and we will pray and we will declare the word of the Lord tonight. We thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over our children. And while they're riding the school bus, while they're sitting in this classroom, God, you're able to do that. Protect the teachers, Lord. God, put a covering over. Hallelujah. We counsel every work, every plan of the enemy. We counsel it in the name of Jesus. And we speak the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will just surround us up, that the angels will continue to encamp around about us and keep our children, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way tonight. Have your way, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the protection, let them know that, God, even when we're driving in our cars, that we are protected. We're surrounded by you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Even in the supermarket, in the mall, everywhere we go, that we take you with us. Lord God, that you fill all space. Hallelujah. You're omnipresent. You're omniscient. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You're omnipotent. God, you have all power. All power is given to you in heaven and in earth. And, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for the answer. We even thank you, Lord, even for this prayer team. We had the opportunity to minister your word. We receive your word tonight. We thank you for your word. And God, we are growing thereby. And God, we ask all these blessings in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. You sustain us. Sustaining God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I've unmuted these lines. Give God the praise. Let the people of God on this line give God the praise and Hallelujah. Give him the glory and give Hallelujah. Him the honor. Hallelujah. Yes, Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise Hallelujah. That we will honor Hallelujah. You with our praise Hallelujah. Tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you that you Hallelujah. Are our God. You are our protector. We thank you for being a deliverer tonight. We go, oh God, we say Hallelujah. We thank you for freedom tonight. Hallelujah, God. We praise you tonight, God. And we glorify you tonight. Yay, God. We he call up the name Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. We glorify you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Yes, 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 yes. Glory, glory to God. Amen, amen.
Amen,
yes, amen. I want to thank you all again for being on the line. Thank you for being so encouraging and faithful. May God continue to bless you. And may you walk in the blessings of the Lord. When the blessings of God overtake you, that those blessings run over, that your cup will run over and spill over on somebody else, that you will be that bold witness, that you will sound the alarm and letting somebody know that God is your protector. So I thank you for being on the line tonight. Be blessed of the Lord. And I ask that you continue to pray for us. We pray for you. Pastor and I love you, but God loves you more. And be encouraged. Continue to give God the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. So with that, I will say good night. We look forward to meeting again on next Wednesday. God bless you. Good night.
MK, break your scripture. Break your scripture. We didn't write it down, did we? Your scripture. I said, bring your scripture here.